Welcome to Sports Med Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. In this past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org, discussed a study that found that smaller lumbar multifidus size during preseason and the competitive season was associated with lower extremity injury in Australian football. Additionally, lumbar multifidus asymmetry, limb kicking dominance, and a history of low back pain were also associated with increased lower extremity injury. Musculoskeletal injuries to the lower extremity are common during preseason and in-season competitions. If we could identify modifiable factors associated with these injuries, then it may allow us to develop injury prevention programs. Stabilizing muscles of the lumbopelvic region may contribute to lower extremity injury, but this needs to be verified in larger studies across both preseason and competitive seasons. The authors assessed approximately 260 Australian Football League players to determine whether the size, asymmetry, and ability to contract the lumbar multifidus were related to new lower extremity injuries during preseason and competitive season. They also attempted to establish combinations of factors to best predict injury. Participants from six Australian Football League teams provided demographic and sport history details and received ultrasound imaging of the lumbar multifidus at the start of both preseason and competitive seasons. Bilateral cross-sectional area and muscle thickness at rest and during voluntary isometric contraction were recorded for all individuals along with history of injury and low back pain. The team medical staff diagnosed injuries during the preseason or playing season as any sports-related injury that prevented a player from completing a practice or game. Lower extremity injury occurred in 38% and 70% of athletes during the preseason and competitive seasons, respectively. The authors found that an athlete with a smaller lumbar multifidus cross-sectional area is more likely to have a lower extremity injury during the preseason and competitive season. Furthermore, an athlete with a smaller muscle thickness on the preferred kicking leg compared with the opposite limb was more likely to suffer a lower extremity injury. The authors identified two key injury prediction models. The first was decreased lumbar multifidus cross-sectional area and a history of low back pain increased the risk of lower extremity injuries during the preseason. The second prediction model was decreased cross-sectional area, changes in lumbar multifidus size, and kicking limb were associated with lower extremity injuries during the competitive season. Athletes with a preferred kicking limb and reduced lumbar multifidus sizes were at increased risk for injury, while those using both limbs equally and increased muscle size had decreased risk of lower extremity injury. The two models identified 61 and 92% of the athletes that sustained an injury in the preseason and competitive season respectively, while identifying 85% and 46% of those that did not sustain an injury. These findings may indicate that increased lumbar multifidus size and symmetry may reduce the risk of lower extremity injury during preseason training and the competitive season. Interestingly, the ability to maintain lumbar multifidus size throughout the season or increase size following an injury reduced the risk of lower extremity injury across the competitive season. A smaller multifidus size may indicate reduced neuromuscular control, which could lead to instability and improper transferring of forces between the lower extremity and spine. Specific lumbar multifidus training throughout the off-season and regular season may reduce the number of lower extremity injuries sustained by athletes during competition. However, the current study only identified a relationship between lumbar multifidus size and lower extremity injury, and it does not indicate causality between the two variables. Additional research should focus on lumbar multifidus exercise training programs and lower extremity injury prevention. The current findings support the incorporation of lumbar multifidus exercise as part of an injury prevention program, since the risk associated with exercise training is minimal. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that neuropsychological impairments were found in some retired NFL players. However, the majority of retired players had no clinical signs of chronic brain damage. Some retired players had lesions on brain imaging tests, and these were associated with the number of previous concussions. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine about a recent systematic review that assessed the effectiveness of sports injury prevention programs. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.